Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Her Story Circle podcast. This is Gertrude Mache here in beautiful Wellington, New Zealand. Welcome to the only podcast that is dedicated to bringing you inspirational stories from women from all over the world. Our stories range from business and entrepreneurship, health and wellness, family and relationships, creativity, spirituality, and social justice. All these phenomenal women have one thing in common. We believe that we can change the world one story at a time, one woman at a time, by honoring our stories and our personal experiences, and sharing our successes and failures, and transmuting our trials and tribulations in life into learnings and the stepping stones to our future success. Our vision is to inspire, uplift, empower, collaborate, and impart the knowledge that we have gained through our personal experiences.
I am Leah Keith. I'm 34. I live in Warren.
And I'm Leah's mother, Debbie Corey.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Her Story TV and the Her Story podcast. I am graced with the presence of yet another amazing mother and daughter duo coming to us all the way from the United States. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our tribe. Tell everybody your full names, where you're based, how old you both are, and share your story with us today.
Thank you, Gertrude.
I am Leah Keith.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
And where do you live?
I live in Warren.
Warren, Rhode Island,
USA. Yeah, USA.
And I'm Leah's mother, Debbie Corey. And I'm 60 years old this year. I can't believe it. And I live with Leah. We live together in Warren, Rhode Island, United States.
Wonderful to meet both of you. So where does your story begin?
Where does our story begin, Leah?
Well, I have a studio in Carlton Mills.
You have a Warren studio. So ever since Leah was very, very small, she always had dreams to be an artist and a writer.
Yeah, like I was, fill these pages of, letters and stuff.
It's true. I mean, once she could write, she just started literally writing pages and pages of letters. And there was like stacks of them because she would do it day and night. And eventually I realized that even though the words didn't have the breaks between them, they were actual stories that she was writing. And it was pretty amazing. She was using like inventive spelling. So she was sounding it out in her head.
It was kind of like stories in my head.
Yes. And Leah has an amazing gift because she will create a piece of art by just like going into a meditation space, and she'll paint, and she just completely...
This is me, I'll just stare at the canvas, and I start painting and painting and painting.
And then, when she's done, spontaneously, this beautiful poem will just come through her, and it's so fast that she has a friend named Steve who writes it down for her as she speaks it.
Yeah.
And she has created like thousands of paintings and poems, and they're really profound. And Leah and I I enjoy her so much because we have these really deep conversations.
And I always been that way too.
Yeah, she's very, very perceptive, intuitive, has a deep understanding of life and people. Mm-hmm. And one thing that Leah taught me early on was that she is who she is, and she's so strong and confident in herself that...
Yeah, I'm also a teacher too.
Yes, you are a teacher, but she was not going to allow anyone to tell her how to dress or how to speak or how to be. And she's always compassionate and kind and polite and caring, but she is herself. And she has her own style. And she has showed me that, you know, she teaches me, really. She's taught me
to
believe in her, to believe in myself.
Our children are our teachers, right? And just before we were catching up and getting to know each other, you told me that Leah has a saying. Tell the world what that is, Leah.
Say the saying. I am different.
Different is good, but it's also a calling too.
It's a calling. And what does that mean, Leah?
Well, a calling is kind of like a calling is like a piece.
A piece
of life and what it is.
A piece of life and what life is?
Yeah.
And it's a calling to you to
do all these amazing things.
Yeah, and to live your best life, right?
Yeah.
I absolutely love that, Leah, because a lot of people go to their graves not even knowing what their calling is. It's like you just know why you're on the planet, right? You're here to create through your words and your poetry and your paintings.
Yeah.
She's always known. That's what's so amazing. And nothing blocked it.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? She's been so authentic and true to who she is.
Yeah, and I have amazing relatives too. That's also writers too.
Also, family.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's in her heritage, and she's always been fascinated with genetics and her heritage. And she looked into it, and she found out that a couple hundred years ago, there was a man named Hezekiah Butterworth that is her great 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 uncle, and he wrote The Zigzag Journeys, which is a series of books about his travels in the world. And we actually, where we live right now, was his land. And we didn't even know that when we moved here. And there's actually, in this area, there's several historical cemeteries, and they're all her ancestors.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's really.
Yeah, and that is on my dad's side of the family, too. So
we go to the cemeteries, and Leah does, like, the gravestone etchings.
Yeah. I do rubbings.
Yeah, because she's always searching for her history and her heritage. Mm-hmm. And she, when she found out that she had this history, it was amazing because she already had that inside of her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and kind of like being like a warrior, too.
Yes, she's always talked about being a warrior.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that? Like, what does that mean, warrior?
I don't know. Like, I think a warrior is kind of like being strong, being brave.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
and you
that.
Had to be strong and brave and independent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, you know, differences. Why should we celebrate our differences in the world?
That's a great question.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to answer that or you want me to?
I think different is different, and that's just what it is.
And why are we happy and celebrating the differences? What's good about being different? You say it's good. Why is it good? I think that when we have differences and we honor them, we have something to share and give to each other.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
And we can learn from each other. Yes. And it makes the world colorful
and
dynamic and exciting rather than, I mean, how boring would it be if we were all the same? Why would we even do anything, you know?
But, you know, with Leah being an artist, imagine if the world was just in black and white, just two colors. And I've seen your art. The combination of colors is absolutely delicious. And I think that's what human beings are like as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Created us different for a reason.
How sad for people. How sad for people that are so afraid of differences that they live in a small little
world
bubble and never get to experience the full color of life. you know, culture, and I love food, you know, and I love to learn about ethnic food and create different food and eat the food, and especially when you're eating it with friends and family. And
yeah, well, she has her own garden too, so
I grow a lot
of vegetables.
Yeah, I love to garden. I love to grow food,
and I help her out.
She's a really good cook, actually. She's the most creative cook, and she's always been that way. She discovered that if you put cumin in meatballs, they're just delicious. I never would have thought of that. But
well, I just make them up. I just make up recipes. Like, I do get, like, recipe stuff, like cookbooks or whatever, but I also create it itself and expand and make up stuff too.
Yeah, you add your own spices. She has her own little kitchen, and
yeah, I know.
She has a lot of spice. She loves spices.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love it. So, Leah, explain to me your creative process when you are creating a piece of art and you've got a blank canvas. How do you know where to start? How do you know what color is going to work with the next color? Tell me your creative process when you're creating all of these pieces of art.
Well, I just take a canvas, I put on my easel there, and I take like a nice fresh paint, my paintbrush, I dip it into the paint, and I just, and then it just creates itself.
Yeah, it creates itself.
Yeah,
and
like me as an artist, that just, you know, the brush, but it's mostly just, you know, comes out of me. But sometimes it's kind of like a meditation kind of thing too.
Yeah, she really gets into this great focus. She's so focused when she's doing it, and it's quite beautiful to watch, really.
Yeah, like I have like all these thoughts in my head, and I just, especially at nighttime too, and so I just create.
Wow, what a gift. What a gift you have. And you know, they say that the richest places in the world are graveyards, because they're full of people who had so many ideas, so many things in their heads, and they didn't even have the courage to put it on a piece of paper. And you get to do that every single day and inspire people with your words, with your art, with your poetry. You are a gift to the world. But both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you too.
Oh, man. You know, it's been so fascinating when I sit here in my lounge in Wellington and I am connecting with women from every corner of the globe. Every single day, I just sit on the couch. I'm talking to someone in Japan. The next day, I'm in the U.S. The next day, it's Canada.
Isn't it amazing? It's so beautiful. I mean, as bad and awful as the pandemic was, it did open up other possibilities, especially for us. You know, Leah is known in our area, very well known because of her book and her art studio. And so the school department actually came to Leah. They called her and asked.
Yeah, I have a friend. Her name is Rachel. And she asked me to help her out with the teaching. So I teach art and writing.
Yeah, and she's teaching special ed students. And right now they're not in the regular school population because of their fragile health and the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, and I know it's better in New Zealand, believe me, but here we were, you know, we've been in our house for a year. We're vaccinated now, so we're just getting out. But because of that, you know, the schools had to be like more open to things. So they hired Leah, and Leah has such an understanding of her students because she really some of them are nonverbal, but Leah knows. Like, if they're upset, she knows what's bothering them.
Yeah, like, there is one kid that has sensory issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, too, because I kind of have it, too, a little bit.
She knew that he wouldn't touch the paint or the paintbrush. And she said to me...
Go ahead.
Okay. She said, I know he has sensory issues because I do, too. And she said, what if we put the paint in a squirt gun? And then he could paint with a squirt gun and you wouldn't have to touch. And he loved it.
Yeah. But we did it with a spray bottle, actually.
Yeah, well, you don't want to bring, you know, any kind of gun into God, school, you know.
No,
even a water gun into school. So we did modify that a bit. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, so yeah. You kind of bring everything about yourself into the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
You understand these kids. You understand their challenges because you've lived it, you've breathed it, and
you are
now teaching and empowering kids. Absolutely.
Yeah, they really look up to her.
Yeah.
They really are excited about her.
Yeah.
It's
Leah,
just
let me ask you something about your mother. You know, your mom's got to be a pretty special woman.
Yeah, my mom really is special. I love her. She's great. I think she's amazing in what she does.
Thank you.
And she saw your potential. She saw your gifts way before anybody ever saw it. And she just seems to have told you, you can do anything. And here you are.
Yeah. Here I am. I'm doing it. And that's because of my mom.
Oh.
Well, I'm proud.
Oh, thank you. I have to say that Leah has thanked me. And she said to me, you know, Mom, I appreciate that you've pushed me. Because I am who I am.
Yeah.
But I mean, Leah's gifts are inside of her. I just allowed her to
be who she is.
Yeah, gave her the opportunity and really strongly advocated for her. So, you know, in school and
Because I used to have a hard time reading too.
Yes. The schools, you know, sometimes they didn't think that she would be able to do something and they didn't teach her. So I had to get her a tutor to teach her how to read.
Yeah.
So, and she's reading great.
Yeah.
That's just so wonderful. Well, the two of you have so inspired me today. You know, one of the things I'm trying to do with this platform is to bring people who are different. People from all walks of life. And you have just painted a brush on my canvas that has just filled my soul today. Thank you so much for doing this interview.
You're welcome.
You are so welcome.
It's a pleasure. I feel that we didn't bump into each other by accident, that there's some more magical things coming. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know why, but magic is on its way. So we will keep in touch.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel it too.
I feel it too. Thank you. And thank you to everybody who's tuned in today. I told you, the Her Story platform is unique. We are getting women from every single country under the globe, different abilities. The other day I was interviewing a musician from Pittsburgh and she sang a song for us. Today we have Leah. She's an artist. She's an author. Really, really feeling blessed today. And you have filled my cup. So have a fantastic day, everybody, wherever you are in the world. Tune in again tomorrow when I bring yet another amazing, maybe mother-daughter team. It could be another woman. I don't know. But have a fantastic evening, day, morning, wherever you are in the world. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you.
If you would like to support the Her Story Circle so that we can curate more fascinating and intriguing stories around business and entrepreneurship, health and wellness, family and relationships, creativity, social justice, and spirituality, hit the donate button on the herstorycircle.com website, and this will help us reach more women and share these fascinating stories with you every single day. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening in.
My name is Sheila Duncan. I'm 71, which I just can't believe, but I am.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Her Story TV and the Her Story podcast. This is Gertrude Macha here in beautiful Wellington, New Zealand. And today I am graced with the presence of yet another fascinating lady, coming to us all the way from the United States. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our tribe. Tell everybody your full name, where you're based, how old you are, and share your story with us today.
Hi, Gertrude. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. My name is Sheila Duncan. I'm 71, which I just can't believe, but I am. Working full-time, I'm an entrepreneur. I live north of Boston in a little town called Marblehead. And my story is about a little character by the name of Trouble the Dog. This is Trouble. He's a little puppy, and he came to be one winter's night back in 2006. My niece Kendra was 12. She had lost a number of people in our family to cancer, her grandmother, her nanny, who was my mother, her dad, our family dog, Irish, boom, 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 right in a row. And she was at my house one evening, and the St. Jude Telethon came on, and it was highlighting stories about children who have cancer. And she was just doodling, and she's so tuned into the word cancer that she looked up, and I'll never forget it, and she said, oh, I have to help those kids. And she just went, boom, and she drew this dog. She said, his name's going to be Trouble, and he's going to help kids. I thought, oh, okay. And so from the pure heart of a child in one of those divinely inspired moments that you hear about, Trouble the Dog was born. And since that time, we have had written three children's books. The latest is Troubles in Trouble. We have created different characters to help kids learn about, you know, the bumps of the road in life gently and with humor. And we're comforting kids all over the world. So it amazes even me sometimes, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh my gosh. That is just absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
A lot of times these innovative, creative business ideas come out of times of stress, times of hardship. And it sounds to me like you've produced a product that's going to help thousands of children around the world.
Yes. That's what we're doing. And, you know, initially we had Trouble manufactured in overseas. I've had a number of people, which is pretty cool, step up to help me. For example, a neighbor of mine said, I need you to meet my friend who's a toy manufacturer. I said, okay. He said, I don't want to have anything to do with a dog named Trouble. So I asked him for 10 minutes. He met Trouble. I'll never forget it. This was before we had a stuffed animal. We only had a little medallion and a book, a coloring book. Mm-hmm. He said, you need a children's book and a plush puppy. I thought, yeah, okay. So he introduced me to his manufacturer in China, who never would have spoken to me without his introduction. And we had two different orders. So with 3,000 Trouble dogs came to Marblehead, Mass. And then we decided, why not have Trouble made in America? You know, why not? Yes. So Trouble is now handcrafted in Arizona. And since day one, kids have asked that Trouble be given to other kids that are bullied or homesick, or they have night terrors, or they're afraid in school, or they're in foster care. So we call Trouble an angel in disguise because he is.
No doubt. I love it.
Thank you.
Absolutely love this. And I know that just before we were catching up, you were telling me that you also work with first responders, tell us a little bit about that and how that works.
Well, we formed a foundation because we had so many requests for Trouble dogs, to be donated. So what we do is through many generous donors is we donate Trouble dogs and books to first responders. And we work with Shriners Children's Hospitals also at our cost. Mm-hmm. To be given to kids in really tough situations. The first responders keep Trouble in their trunks. And when they encounter a child that really is in a crisis situation, then they have Trouble to give them. And unfortunately, kids are in such tough situations now that first responders always circle back and ask us for more trouble. So,
right.
You know.
So you're just trying to make sure that you get them out there, you get into as many hands as possible where they're really needed.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Wow. Now, I know your vision and your mission with Trouble is to create an animated cartoon show. Tell us a little bit about that and how that can also help.
My vision for Trouble is, you know, kids relate to Trouble because it's almost like Trouble encounters in each book. We tell a story about, for example, Trouble rescues a homeless puppy, where Trouble was rescued himself. So we feel, and we, you know, we have stories outlined, we have pitches outlined, that Trouble is really, now is the time for a character like Trouble, because kids relate to Trouble, they talk to Trouble. And Trouble, in my mind, could be a cartoon. Trouble would be experiencing the difficulties that kids go through.
Okay, yes.
Whether it is being alone or being adopted or having trouble sleeping or having trouble in school. We have storylines for all of that.
Right.
And, you know, I envision Trouble cartoons beaming into homes and allowing parents or foster parents to be able to open up and talk to their kids about different situations, you know.
Yes.
Kind of neutralizes the kids being afraid to talk about what they're actually feeling.
Yes.
And our newest character, which is he's a little tiny orb named Clarence, and he lands on Trouble's nose and tries to help him stay out of trouble. And he reflects Trouble's emotions. So a child in our latest book can actually point to a page and say, you know, today I'm angry, today I'm worried, today I'm sad. And it just kind of makes it easier, the whole concept makes it easier for kids to express their emotions and also comforts them. You know, when the lights go out, Trouble's still there.
That is absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
And the beautiful thing about what you've created is that children do learn through play.
Yes.
And you're really teaching them to communicate how they're feeling.
Yes.
Expressing what's going on in their little lives.
Yes.
In a very, very magical way.
And you know,
that is just awesome.
Thank you. And I'm so happy you said that, because I'm going to share with you. I told you about the boy adopted from foster care who's raised money to get like 208 trouble dogs into the arms of other kids in foster care. So we posted a little trouble animation on our website. And I said to his, you know, I just put it up. And I said to his mother, make sure you show this. His name is Darius. Make sure you show this to Darius. So Trouble's Darius's best friend. And when she showed him the animation, he said to her, I told you he could talk.
Oh.
So there's definitely a magic there that Trouble's much bigger than me, I'll tell you.
Oh, I love that. I love the way he's just taking on a life of his own, and you literally have no control now.
You know what? I really don't. I don't. Kids have
Did
been
I tell you that my husband's name is Darius?
No, you didn't. That's funny.
So it's Darius with a Z at the end is the Polish way you write it. But that is such a beautiful coincidence.
It's a beautiful name, I feel. Yeah. Oh, no, that's funny. I had no idea.
Oh, man. I absolutely love what you have done with this little character.
Thank you.
I love what you're doing for children worldwide.
Yeah.
You know, in Zimbabwe, I work with a lot of orphaned children. Mm. Both mom and dad have died of AIDS. There's no social welfare system. There's no counseling. I have kids who just have to cope and deal with grief in whatever way they can. And I have a group of women here in New Zealand who make little dolls for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I use emotional freedom techniques to get them to communicate and, you know, deal with stress, show where they're having pain. Sometimes the the pain is in their chest or in their heart. We are using toys to try and get through to some of these kids.
Yes.
And now with what's happening with COVID, I really think that your work is needed all over the world.
Oh,
so
no-
much loss, so much grief.
It's true. And, you know, and so many kids, I mean, even kids, I just read about a child the other day in People magazine, actually, 12-year-old boy, normal, happy kid, loving home, you know, was having trouble not going to school and committed suicide. You know, was with his dad all day, came home and something broke on his Xbox or whatever it is. And committed suicide. So there's a real undercurrent of sadness and tragedy going on that I think is really bubbling up under the surface big time.
Yeah, the levels of stress globally are extremely high.
Yes,
and exactly. The need for us to find coping mechanisms, even as adults.
Right. Exactly.
On how to deal with the things that are coming at us. I mean, I told you in the last 24 months, I've lost three really close people to me, both my parents, my mother-in-law. So how do we cope? How do we deal with this as adults? But the impact it's having on children is even huger.
It's huge. And, you know, that's why I say to myself, if I can connect with the right partner to turn trouble into a cartoon, yes. It could be a funny cartoon. I mean, the outlines that we have, it's funny, but kids really are much smarter than we give them credit for, I think.
Yes.
And they're deeper than we give them credit for, you know?
Yeah.
And I just see trouble, as I say, being beamed into hospitals, homeless shelters, homes, you know,
yes,
and just opening up the conversation.
Oh, I love this.
Thank
well,
you.
It sounds like you and I have met for a reason, and
yes,
I am going to put this out to my community, to anybody out there who would like to partner with us to make this a reality. As you know, there are a lot of angel investors in our network. I hope you're watching this. Please get in touch. I will put Sheila's contact details with this video as well. She's going to be profiled in the Her Story magazine. So please get a copy of that too. And if you have any other ideas, ladies, you know that the Her Story platform is about empowerment. It's about collaboration and the sharing of ideas. Maybe you have come up with a way to get a product out in a big way, to create an animated character. Give us your knowledge, give us your skills so we don't do this the hard way. We want to stand on your shoulders. You are the giants whose shoulders we will stand on to get this into the world in a really big way. But Sheila, thank you again for the inspiration. Thank you for what you're doing for children.
And thank you, Gertrude, for being such a force of nature. You're just an absolute pleasure. I'm just thrilled to have had this time with you.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Everybody. I will be back again tomorrow with yet another amazing story, another woman from somewhere else in the world. Have a fantastic day wherever you are. Bye for now. Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you very much.
The Her Story Circle is a social impact project focused primarily on women and children around the globe. We raise money by curating all of these amazing stories into a series of books, an anthology series where we publish 10 stories in every volume. So you can support us by buying the books. You can support us by donating towards this podcast. You can support us by sponsoring some of the social impact projects that we have highlighted on our website. The link to all our projects is the herstorycircle.com/projects. Our projects range from business initiatives where we set up women's cooperatives and help women get out of poverty, We help people who are helping in their communities. It could be that woman who started a soup kitchen and is helping feed the homeless because of the COVID pandemic. We support women who are focused around the elderly, the homeless, and the disabled. So feel free to go onto the herstorycircle.com website, go into our project section, and see what could inspire you to be part of our circle. Thank you so much. Looking forward to connecting with you. A special thanks goes to our main sponsor, SkinnyTees.com, based in Detroit, Michigan. Linda Schlesinger Wagner is an amazing woman who shared a story of how she created this amazing business at the age of 63. When she heard the vision behind the Her Story Circle, she became our main sponsor. And I would love you to go onto her website, check out her amazing t-shirts that suit every woman, every age, every size. The website is skinnytees.com. Please support this amazing sponsor who is helping us bring these fascinating stories to you every single day. Thank you, Linda.
This is Carla Williams-Johnson, and I'm coming to you all the way from the beautiful Trinidad and Tobago.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Her Story TV and the Her Story podcast. This is Gertrude Macha here in beautiful Wellington, New Zealand. And today I am graced with the presence of yet another fascinating young woman coming to us from a completely different part of the world. Welcome to our tribe. Tell everybody your full name, where you're based, how old you are, and share your story with us today.
Hi, everyone. This is Carla Williams-Johnson, and I'm coming to you all the way from the beautiful Trinidad and Tobago. And for those who don't know where that is, we are in the Caribbean, so it's always sunny and hot air. I am just about to turn 40 years old. Oh my God. And I have a wonderful story to share with you guys, because coming from the Caribbean, I have been told by many people that I'm not going to make it. I've been told by many people that, you know, you're from a third world country. We have a saying here in Trini, you know, Trinidad is not a real place. And that sits very, you know, very much in my mind. And for a long time, I felt like I was in the wrong industry for my race. I felt like I was in the wrong industry for my gender. I felt like I was in the wrong industry coming from a third world country, that there was no place for someone like me. And for a long time, I hid because of that. I said, you know, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of even putting myself out there if I'm doomed to fail? I've been told that, you know, I need to get someone who is lighter skinned to be the face of my company if I'm ever going to make a mark on the world. These are true things. People told me to forget about my little business, that it wasn't amounting to anything. And these were my own people that were telling me that. And for a long time, I internalized this. And for a long time, I had to fight those feelings, those fears, those things that people have told me, and said to myself, if I'm going to do this, then this needs to happen. God didn't light a fire in my soul and put me in this position to take on these things that people are telling me. And one day I decided enough was enough, and I needed to put myself out there. And the minute I embraced what was different about me, the minute I embraced my uniqueness, the minute I embraced my sing-song voice and my culture and my third worldness, was the minute that the world opened up and they wanted to know more about Kali Communications. And that's when I started to get features in international publications.
Wow. You know, when I looked at your profile, I was just absolutely blown away at how you have succeeded in getting yourself out there. I used to blog for the Huffington Post. I saw you featured in the Huff Post. How did all that happen? Tell me.
As I said, I made up my mind to put myself out there. As I said, God didn't light a fire for nothing. And I really, you know, opened up myself. You know, I started to show people where I was from. I started to show people my culture. I love soca music. That's the music of Trinidad and Tobago. I love it. And I would open up my webinars and my sessions with soca music, and people would be like, what is that? And whenever I would go to sessions and people hear my voice, they'll be like, oh my God, what accent is that? It's lovely. And I just started to embrace what was good about me. And the minute I did that, people just wanted to know more. They just wanted to know more. And I was able to put myself out there more. And as you quite rightly said, that was the first thing Huffington Post, when they reached out to me to include me as one of the 99 limit breaking female founders. I believe that was in 2017, 2018. And that was amazing. I didn't even know they were looking at me. And from there came Forbes. From there came BuzzFeed. From there came all these fabulously international, wonderful people saying, oh my God, we need to know more about you. You need to talk more. And it was just a wonderful feeling after being told for so long that I didn't fit. You know, now these people are saying, oh my God, we want more of you. Can we get more of you? It is a wonderful feeling. And I want other people who may be hearing these negative things, I want them to know, people want to know about you.
So why is it important for an entrepreneur, anyone in business right now, to try and find a way of exposing their story, to share their story, in fact? What is the power of story for a business or an individual who's trying to go into business?
Definitely sharing your story makes you a lot more relatable, because people see the finished product, but they don't see all the things that you did to get there. And there are people going through a lot, especially now with what's going on in the world. There are people going through a lot. And sharing your story gives you, or at least gives them, a sense of hope. You know, you are like an inspiration to them. You know, you can motivate them to go far, because if you can do it, then they can do it too. Also, it makes you a lot more relatable. You are more than just, you know, a post or a written document. You are a real life, you know, flesh and blood human being that they're seeing, that they're hearing, that they could almost reach out to through the camera or through, you know, whatever device you're using, and, you know, understand what it is that you're going through and relate to what it is that you're going through. So I really firmly believe that sharing your story is one of the best ways to build that trust factor with your audience and really establish yourself as a thought leader in your industry.
I love that. So if you were to take somebody through a three-step process, let's say this is the younger you a few years ago, trying to get your business out there internationally, and you needed guidance. What three steps, what three nuggets of wisdom can you share?
First things first, trust your gut. Like, I have gone against my gut and I have ended up in some real sticky situations. We women especially, we are blessed with this gift of intuition that we sometimes take for granted. So trust what your intuition is saying. It never leaves you wrong. And if your intuition is saying, go for it, don't talk yourself out of it. Just do it. The second thing I would say is find a community of like-minded people, because you can't do this alone. I don't know who told us when we came into entrepreneurship that we had to, you know, go all in and we had to, you know, demonstrate this strength in oneself. But you need people. You are good at what you're good at, and that's great. But you also need to find people who are good at what they're good at to help you. And you also need to lean on people who understand what it is that you're going through right now, right? So people to vent to, people to talk to, people to share ideas with, people who get what it is that you're going through. And last but not least, I would say don't hesitate to put yourself out there. I hesitated for a long time and I felt like, you know, I blocked my blessings, but we have a saying here in Trinidad, nothing happens before it's time. But I do feel like if I was bold enough to embrace my differences from earlier on, I would be in a much better place than I am now. So I would love people to just do that from an early, like embrace what makes you different and just run with it.
I absolutely love that. A lot of people don't know how to do that. Today, no. You've come online and given us some really powerful tips, ideas. And I think the biggest lesson here is, you know, don't be scared. Mm. A lot of us will hold back. We'll hesitate. We'll think, what will people think if I make a mistake? You're better off making a mistake and living without regret than not making the mistake and living with regret, correct?
Yeah. As you mentioned that, someone said recently, I heard a saying, if you care about yourself as much as or more than you care about other people and what they think of you and what they might say, your whole life will change. And that is 100% true. We put too much stock in what other people might think or might say and not enough in ourselves.
That's so true. Oh, wow. Now, let me take you into your future. Yay. And let's have a conversation with the future you 10 years, 20 years, 100 years from now. Whoa. Based on how you are living your life as a woman, as an individual, and you could go and teleport and talk to that woman, what would you say to her?
What would I say to her? I would say, wow. I am estimating that my future me is going to be even more fabulous. So let's just start there, right? Let's start there. I'm also estimating that my future me is going to be living the life that I have envisioned in myself. So I'm going to approach her and I'm going to say, you did good. You did well. And I'm proud of you because you did everything that you said you were going to do.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. And so how can people get hold of you? How can people learn how to do all these amazing things that you're suggesting people do?
So I am forever and always on social. You know, you can find me on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and on Facebook at Carly Communications. That's C-A-R-L-I Communications. Mm-hmm. And my website is www.carlimedia.com. And you can always send me a message. You can always hit me up in my DMs. I'm always happy to help anybody who is trying to put themselves out there on a global stage.
That is just wonderful. Thank you so much for coming online and gracing us with your presence today. It's really just absolutely wonderful to meet another woman who is a mover and a shaker. It sounds to me like nothing can stop you.
Oh, no, I don't intend for anything to stop me. I don't intend to, so...
Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody who tuned in today. The Her Story Circle is trying to attract, connect, uplift, inspire women of this caliber. Women who do not see any limits to where they are. The world is truly flat because of the internet right now. People are growing their tribes. They're growing their clientele base because people are more receptive to connecting and communicating online. So take advantage of that. If you are an entrepreneur and you're struggling with your business, you could be talking to a client right here in New Zealand, just like Carla and I are doing. True. You know, we have this amazing piece of technology. Harness it, use it for your business. If you need help, find the experts like Carla who can help you do it. So have a fantastic day, everybody, wherever you are in the world. Tune in again tomorrow when I come back with yet another amazing lady sharing her story. Thank you so much and bye for now.
If you like this podcast and would like to understand a little bit more about what was discussed, then you are in luck. Simply head over to the herstorycircle.com where we have a fantastic bonus gift waiting for you to download. All we ask is that you leave a raving review. And lastly, help us share this podcast with your friends, your family, and your colleagues through Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and all your social media platforms. We really appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you again in our next episode. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode of the Her Story Circle. Once again, to get access to all the replays and future episodes, visit theherstorycircle.com and subscribe today.